This is Randall Thor of Cactus Security Concepts in Roy, New Mexico. You are listening to The Snowplow Show here on Prank Call Nation from the Phone Losers of America. Follow us on the Twitter machines, twitter.com/phonelosers. Just remember, obey the cactus.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show here on Prank Call Nation. We'll call landlords and customers, causing massive aggravation. Roy's not a hobo, he is your host. He drinks Four Loko with his jelly and toast. Sit back, enjoy, let the antics begin. PLA for the win.
Hello everybody, you're listening to The Snowplow Show for March 10th, 2017. I'm your host, RBCP. Today we're doing a really exciting live show. It's going to be great, and it's sponsored by Andy. Thank you, Andy, for supporting the show. I have a couple of very important announcements. Both of them were sent to me during the live show. These people have no respect for my live shows. They just message me during live shows and beg me to say things for them. The first one is Giad. Giad is looking for a voice actor for a thing he's doing for Calls of Mass Confusion. If you want Calls of Mass Confusion to come out as fast as possible, then maybe you should help out by doing some voice acting for Giad. He's looking for kind of an authoritative voice for a skit that he's working on, and he says if you think you can do it, email him at jesusinadumptruck@gmail.com, and he'll let you know what the script is, and you can send him an MP3, and I don't know, you guys can work it out. It's not my problem anymore, Giad. I did what I was supposed to do. I did what I was told. I told people you needed voice actors. Are you happy? The second person to interrupt me during my live show was Palindrome, and Palindrome wants me to promote the Rust server that he's running now. There's a bunch of people from the PCN and PLA communities, such as Matt Hillock, Mysticlay, and Giad, or I guess Jiad, and Axpa, Carlito, Dwight, Gobi, XYZ, and I guess Palindrome is on there too. And they all play Rust together. Rust is the new GTA 5, apparently. I'm playing GTA 5 all by myself until I get Rust. I need to get a copy of Rust, I guess. And then I'll join in for a day or two and probably decide that I don't like the game and never come back. But there's an IP address. I'm not going to sit here and give you the IP address, but I guess you can go to the website, which is rustrejects.ml. That's rustrejects.m as in manscaping and L as in lubrication. And this time I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Last time I think I forgot to. And what the hell, Palindrome? He posted all the Rust information, and then he made sure to post a quote from me where I say, I'll definitely promote it for you, like reminding me that I said I would definitely promote it for him, in case I forgot. Thanks for that, Palindrome. Thanks for the reminder. I did promote Rust on my last show. You're just a hobo and didn't even listen to it, so you don't know. But look in the show notes if you're interested. I'll have the server information pasted in there. One more quick thing before I start the live show is this weird algebra textbook thing that people have been sending me all week. And if you're familiar with a YouTube guy, he's called the 8-Bit Guy. I've watched a few of his videos before. He's got this new video up where he's talking about the basics of basic programming and talking about programming languages of the 1980s. And he pulls out an algebra textbook that I guess was published in the 1980s. And in the front of the textbook, it has my name in there and it has the year that I was in high school. It's very strange. But I don't think it's me. Here, let me play a clip of this.
And after you learned how to do the math in that chapter, you could go over to a computer and try using the concept you just learned by typing in this basic program. You can see this book was first issued to somebody named Brad Carter in the year 1990.
What the hell? And I looked at the other names, you know, I thought, maybe I'll recognize a name that I knew back then, but I don't recognize any of these names. I probably wouldn't know them anyway. And I think the book title, it was like Algebra 2 or something. I don't think I even took algebra in high school. I didn't do anything useful in high school, so I kind of doubt this is me. I think it's just a coincidence. It's just some other Brad Carter from the same years that I was in high school. It's very creepy. I feel like someone's trying to set me up or something. But I'm pretty sure it's not me. It's definitely not my handwriting, but you know, a teacher could have written that in there. I don't know. I should look up these other names that are here in the front of the book and see if they went to my school. Or maybe not, because that sounds like a really boring thing to do. So let's just get started with the live show that I did earlier today. This was one of those live shows that was a pre-show to the XYZ show. And I think this one lasted for about 2 hours. And there was a lot of no answering, but there was also a couple of really bizarre things that happened. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this one.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Those speedy bubbles relieve your upset stomach and headache fast. For acid indigestion alone, Alka-Seltzer Gold. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
So, yeah, today we're broadcasting in the Mixler. That's where the chat room is, mixler.com/phonelosers. If you're listening to this on phonelosers.org, you just have to click on that thing up there and it takes you to the chat room, I guess. Today, we're doing this thing sent to me by the Freak Show Telephone Company. He sent me a list. He sent me a lot of stuff. I actually have some things I still haven't done of his. I'll get to those eventually, one of these days, Mr. Freak Show. But this is a list. It says, there's been some controversy in our town. An ordinance was passed barring trucks from certain roads. The signs are up by the road that say no trucks. It doesn't say what kind of trucks, just no trucks. Business owners are being threatened with fines if they drive trucks on these roads. They are also preventing the use of steel wheels on the roads, which many Amish use. So the people who've been complaining are residents are contained in this directory. And he sent me this huge directory. It looks like it's, 15 or 20 pages. And, he says, you have a few Amish fans. They think it would be hilarious to swamp the president of the Lake Association with calls complaining of trucks and the township supervisor. We're not going for that, though. I'm just making calls. I'm not trying to get anyone swamped. I'm not going to be spoofing the number of this guy like you want me to for that reason. I don't want any trouble. It says, or perhaps call the residents, say you're from the township, and they must get rid of their truck. That sounds good to me. I want to tell a bunch of people they can't have a truck anymore. Here's a local story about the ordinances. I'm not going to read that. And attached is a directory with pictures of all the residents' phone numbers. And it's like a paper directory. And he just snapped pictures out. He laid it on a table, snapped pictures of all the pages. Brown Magic wants me to complain about all the Amish horses wearing horseshoes. Because that's not allowed. And that's pretty weird that I have Amish fans. If you're an Amish fan, if you're listening right now, I just want to say, get back to work. What the fuck are you doing? This isn't allowed. I'm going to tell on you. Oh, but anyway, this paper directory, one of the very last pages in it, he snapped a picture of this, and it's amazing, and I think I'm going to make this my show art. So it's a page in this directory. There's a picture of a padlock, and it's got a digital readout under it that says 19,178. And then it says, identities are stolen each day. This is made possible by computers. That's what it says, I swear. And then down at the bottom, it's like, cathedral directories. Protect your personal information with a printed directory. And printed is in italics and boldface. Because you can do that sort of thing in printed directories. You know, italics and boldface. Can't do that on computers. And computers are really insecure. It's going to get your identities stolen and stuff. My caller ID, it just says, it has their local area code. And then my phone number is 420-6969. that way, if they report me to someone can easily look at the number and be like, hey, look, you're an idiot. Teehee. Okay, so, I don't know. I who am I going to say I am? I'm going to say I'm with the city. Like, this directory is very confusing. There's many cities involved. It's very confusing. Here's one. It's in different states. Say I'm the city council chairman. That's from Crazy Calvin Williams. That could work, I guess. Okay, all right, here we go. I call the first one. This is going to be amazing, I promise. This isn't going to suck at all. The comptroller's office? Okay. What the fuck's a comptroller? That sounds real, though. That's a real thing, I think.
Hello?
Hello, John?
No.
Fuck.
I'm trying to reach.
Is this Susan? Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry, there's not a okay, the directory's laid out really weird. Your name's Jamie, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, I'm supposed to call everyone here. I'm from the city. I'm a comptroller or something. And I understand you own a truck?
No, we don't.
Ah, fuck. This joke is not working out. I'm trying to prank call you, and nothing's working.
That's all right.
Incidentally, I'm from True Green. And we accidentally sprayed your lawn yesterday.
Where?
At your address, you live there on Five Lakes?
Yeah, but we've never had that place sprayed.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We were supposed to spray your neighbor, and we accidentally sprayed your lawn instead. So I just wanted to apologize for that.
Did the neighbors, which neighbor did you do?
Well, I can't say that you could be an identity thief. But what I'm saying is we already did their lawn. You know, we redid it, but we did your lawn too, and it was actually grass killer.
Is this a radio station or what?
No. I do a True Green on the side when I'm not comptrolling the city. And you know, sorry.
Okay.
Well, thanks for playing along with us on today's Wacky Morning Show.
Oh, okay. Anytime.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
All right. That didn't work out, you guys. At first, I thought he was believing the whole True Green thing. Okay, yeah, the directory's laid out weird, and some of these people don't have numbers, and I was just looking at the wrong entry because of that. Yeah, that's weird. I don't understand. I don't know what this directory's from. I know it's not a local phone book. Like, they have two addresses. They have one in that state, and then they have one in Florida. These other people, they have one in that state, and they have one in Kentucky. And here's another one. They have one in Texas. I don't get it. Why do they have out-of-state addresses also? Freak show. Steven? What the hell? Don't worry, you guys. Oh, look at this. Their middle three digits is also 420. We're like twins. Because my middle three digits is 420 today. Yeah, I don't know. Only 15 more pages of this. Of people not answering, people not believing me. Next time I'll get it right. I'll be a better comptroller. And they'll own a truck. Oh, there we go. Slow32 says to say that we're going to raise their taxes by 40% for the motor-powered carriages they're getting. I was just going to say, you know, for having a truck. Who do you think you are, having a truck? Someone's asking if there's... Wow.
The number
no.
you have reached...
Hold on. I think, like, her name is Dorothy. The number we reached is disconnected. I think it's safe to say I can play this clip that Liz Darwin made for me. Gotta keep this handy.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
There we go. That seems appropriate. Rest in peace, Dorothy. Really need to add that to my soundboard. Moment of silence for Dorothy, everyone. Nobody talk in the chat room for 5 minutes. If you do, you're disrespecting Dorothy. The memory of Dorothy.
This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. This is Glenn. I'm a comptroller here in the city, and we understand you have a truck at your house over there on Peninsula Drive.
No.
Well,
a truck?
Yeah, we've had city spies driving by, and one of them saw you had a pickup truck in front of the house, and they feel like you might be harboring a truck inside of your garage.
I don't have a garage.
Well, maybe in the backyard.
What address are you looking at?
Under a tarp on Peninsula Drive.
Yes. We're not there. It's closed up for the winter. Now, if one of my neighbors is keeping something there, that I can't tell you.
So
it is winterized. It is totally...
So it's a neighbor now.
There.
How convenient.
Right.
You know there's no trucks. There's no trucks allowed around here anymore, right?
Well, we don't have a truck.
Yeah, well,
I don't have a truck. I drive a Chrysler 200.
We flew.
My brother's got a Jeep. What kind of truck?
Just a truck. We have drones that kind of fly over the area and do infrared scans, and they think there might
like
be
a pickup truck.
Yeah, like
or
a
like
yeah,
a regular pickup truck.
An oversized pickup truck, like by some guy that's compensating or something. But it flew over your house and did some infrared scans, and we think there's a couple of trucks hidden in your backyard under tarps.
That's fascinating. I'd love some photos of that.
You can't have them.
First
this is official government
business.
First of all,
I don't have a backyard. There's just, you know, pine trees and a little bit to the lake.
Yeah, they're hidden.
And I have a very tiny lot, and that's it.
Yeah, it's pretty much a lot just big enough to hide a truck on.
You can't hide it anywhere. There's like all the trees are gone except one pine tree.
Oh, well,
I would suggest that somebody needs to go out with and get some license plate numbers.
You illegal truck hoarders always say the same thing. I'm the comptroller for the city.
Okay.
Yep, I'm just up here comptrolling and calling up people who are, secretly harboring trucks. Illegal truck harborers.
Yank it right off the property.
Okay. We plan to. And we're going to find you. We're going to fine you for every truck we find on your property.
But no, I'm serious. I have no idea.
Peek in the windows.
Where it came from.
If anyone,
or
if
why I haven't been there since October. We plastic up the windows. We drain the water system. I mean, there's nobody there.
The house is just empty?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of a dick move. Why don't you set it up as like an Airbnb or let some homeless people live there or something? You know, some people don't even have homes. And what, you have two and you're just leaving one empty?
Dude, may I have your name, please?
Yes.
What is your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
This is not how you talk to taxpaying members of your community. Well, I only answer this because this is a 989.
Yeah. That was smart of me, wasn't
it? Which is concerned to my property there. May I have your name?
Yes, it's still Steve Dave. No, I'm just saying, you know, your house is just sitting there empty.
Last name, spell it for me, please.
Some people can't even eat, or they have to sleep in doorways.
Your last name, sir?
Gerbel.
Spell it, please.
G-H-E-R-B-I-L. That's how you spell Gerbel. Not it.
Thank you.
But, no, I'm just saying, hung up on me. Truth hurts, apparently. She didn't like hearing it. She's going to call the city up. Be like, yeah, I got a call from 420-6969. And whoever's at that number, they're in a lot of trouble. I hope that's how the call goes. That'll be great. Anyone know what a comptroller does? I'm sure he comptrolls. But what does comptrolling actually entail? I'm going to... Oh, no.
The number you have reached has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Moment of silence, everyone.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
The name on that one was Samuel, so I guess rest in peace, Samuel. His name was Samuel. His name is Samuel Basirico. Rest in peace, Samuel. For some reason, the last name on this one is crossed out with a marker. No idea why. If only Freak Show Steven was around so I could ask him. Damn it, Freak Show Steven. Why aren't you here at the live show?
Hello.
Oh, hello? Hi. Is this Courtney or Cheryl?
It's Courtney.
Oh, hey, Courtney. This is Steve Dave. I'm from the comptroller's office here at the city.
What?
The comptroller's here where we do the comptrolling. And we understand you have a truck on your property.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can't have trucks. We have a new no-truck rule throughout the county. No trucks allowed.
Who the hell said that?
Yeah, we voted. The voters said that. Did you vote?
Who the hell are you?
Did you vote? I'm sorry, I choked. Did you vote this year?
Yeah, I voted. Mine's just a pickup truck.
Yeah, yeah, there's no trucks allowed. It doesn't say no semis on those signs. It just says no trucks.
Who the hell are you?
You can't have trucks anymore. If you want a truck, you have to go rent one from a professional. But they can't drive it around here because no trucks.
Who is this?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm from the comptroller's office. Here with the local county.
Is this a fucking joke?
Hey, don't curse at me. I'm a Christian, sir.
So am I.
Well, then why are you cursing at me? And why are you harboring illegal trucks? You can't just have trucks on your property.
Tell them we got somebody here.
We got somebody here.
The life insurance. We can't have.
For insurance right now.
Oh, like you're getting a new insurance person?
No.
Well, okay, anyway, tell that lady in the background to be quiet. Snap your fingers, and then be quiet. And look her in the eye when you say it. Real quick.
Who are you? You're from... So no trucks, okay.
Yeah, no trucks in the neighborhood. Make sure you get that on Craigslist and sell it immediately. Because, you know, if it's there still in another week, we're going to put a sticker on it.
Good.
A big orange sticker. We're going to put it on the window.
Well, by golly, I'll tell you what. I'll run right out and put an orange sticker on that son of a
bitch. Oh, you better not, because that'd be like impersonating a government official, like a comptroller or something. You can't just put orange stickers on people's windows. That's our job.
Well, here, I'll let you talk to Cheryl, because she's busy.
Yeah, she sounds like she really wants to talk.
Yeah.
She's pretty much just not shut up since I've called.
Well, don't tell her to shut up because I'm a non-abusive person.
Oh, no, I would never suggest abusing her. I was just saying snap your fingers and show
well,
her.
Well,
I'll her,
get rid of it.
Show her
I've
who,
been wanting it anyway and get myself a new one.
You're going to get rid of Cheryl and upgrade her for a new model? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
That's terrible. Come on. You guys have been married for a long time, haven't you?
No, we got married yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, it's fine then. Fuck that hoe. Throw her in the trash.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm bored. See you later.
Bye.
Get rid of that truck.
Who is that?
I don't know.
I gave up, you guys. They just were not believing it. But he was amusing. He got really pissed off at first. That's all that matters. Okay, yeah, the name on that one is Courtney and Cheryl. I didn't know which one was the male. Which one's the bottom, I don't know. Courtney, I've never heard of a guy named Courtney. Is that a thing, you guys? Our guy's named Courtney? Okay, Brown Magic. I will do that in the next one. I will tell them that Trump is commandeering their truck to haul materials for the wall that they're building. I'm just going to use it for a week, real quick. Akers wants me to say my name is Christina. Okay. I'm going to do it. My name is, for the rest of the day, my name is Christina. If they give me shit about it, I'm going to yell at them about gender equality. Being your own person.
Hello. No one is
amazing. I'll tell them a thing or two when they give me shit about my name. Roy, the gender-fluid gerbil kin boy.
Hello?
Hello, Charles?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Christina from the comptroller's office here with the county.
With who?
With the city county. And we understand you have a truck there on your property. And you know we're not allowed to have trucks anymore in the neighborhood. There's a big sign that says no trucks.
Where are you at?
I'm here in the city office, the city building.
City building for what?
Well, hey, listen, stop being so nosy. I'm just trying to say you can't have a truck on your property because we're not allowed to drive trucks on the roads anymore.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Who the hell am I talking to anyway?
My name is Christina. I'm the comptroller here at the city.
You're a what?
A comptroller here at the...
I got some kind of a joke going on here, but I don't know what it is. Anyway, who am I talking to?
I'm sorry.
Really? I know it's not Christina.
What'd you say to that person over there? That they're a joke?
No, I said that I'm having some kind of a joke on the phone here.
You shouldn't call your wife a joke. She's a person too.
No. I don't know what it is.
Charles.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Melinda.
Who are you talking to?
Melinda, I thought.
No, not Melinda.
Oh, that's weird, because he just called you Melinda a second ago. It's almost as if she was lying to me. Why'd she ask me who I'm talking to? That didn't make any sense. Okay, I need to take this more seriously. See, the thing is, like, these are all different cities, I think. Or are they? I don't know. So that's why I was saying I'm with the county, but it wouldn't be the county. I don't know. I don't know how all this works.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Rest in peace, Vera.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
The number you have reached...
Yeah, rest in peace, whatever. Richard and Nona, they were a good couple. Married 73 years together.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Pretty much this entire directory is just a memorial. Should be written on the front. Directory of soon-to-be-dead people. Wow, that's awful. I can't believe I just said that. I'm such a dick. Stan, that's a good idea. I could say I have their truck now. I bought their truck. I could accuse them of selling me a lemon. Slow wants me to get them to go under the truck by telling them my cat is under their truck. But that'll just be a trick to get them to admit that they own a truck. It's a great idea. I think we're going to kind of maybe move away from this whole truck thing because... Or I don't know. I mean, I sort of want it to work. He says there's a lot of controversy in the town about all this truck stuff. There's a newspaper article and everything.
Hello.
Hi, Shuri.
Who's calling?
This is Christina. I'm from the comptroller's office here in the city.
Comptroller in what city?
In the city. Why are you being so suspicious? I'm just trying to let you know about a problem with your truck.
A problem with my truck?
Yeah, do you have a truck?
Nope.
Okay, well, it's your car then, your car. Any motor-powered carriage, I have a problem with, because, look, here's the thing. I'm the new comptroller here, and I just happen to be Amish, and I'm putting a new tax on motor-powered carriages, and we understand that you own one.
You're funny.
No, I'm completely serious. I'm the new comptroller here. I'm going to comptroll the shit out of this county. All right, let's move on to some pranks that are believable. We're gonna give that a try for a little while. Anyone have any ideas?
Hello?
Hi, Rhonda?
She's not home right now.
Oh, okay. Is Gary around?
I can take a message for them.
Oh, just tell them they're nice. Tell them happy things. Just be like, you know what, Rhonda, you're cool.
Can I ask who this is?
My name is Christina. And that's it. Just say, Rhonda.
You're not a female. You're not a Christina.
I am too a Christina. I've been a Christina for upwards of 4 years now.
Okay.
Don't force your gender norms on me, lady. I think that may have been like a kid, like a male kid, and I just called him lady after telling him not to force gender norms on me. That's great. I'm such a hypocrite.
Hello.
Hello, Paul?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jim from the comptroller's office here with the city.
At the where?
With the city, with the township. And,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm with the comptroller's office. I'm the new comptroller.
Okay, well, I live in Florida. This is where I'm at right now.
Yeah, but...
I no longer live... Go ahead.
You have a house in... don't you?
We used to, but we sold it three years ago.
You sold it? Oh my gosh, okay. Damn it. That totally messes up this whole thing. Shit.
I'm sorry.
Why'd you move?
All right,
you got a problem with Michigan? Or?
No, we like it down here where it's 80 degrees all the time.
Oh, I see. Well, you know what? Fuck you then. We didn't want you here anyway. Take your taxes and just stay in Florida for all we care. He's gone. I need a backup plan for calling these people. Yeah, I think Freak Show blocked out some numbers here that he didn't want me to call. I had to look him up in the phone book and call him anyway. Look him up online. That'll teach Freak Show to send me numbers. I'll get him good. Okay, so skipping these two because they're censored. Brown Magic wants me to say that they're paying $4.99 a minute for the phone
call. Hello.
Hi, Pamela?
Yes.
Hi, this is Christina over at the comptroller's office here with the city.
Yeah?
Just hang up the phone. Hang it up. You just hang it up right now. Just take it away from your ear and... Ah, she hung it up. Damn it. Why didn't she want to argue with me? I hate when people obey me. I probably ruined that one. She's the only person that's going to answer today for the rest of the day. And I made her hang up.
Hello?
Hello, Joanne?
Yes?
Hi, this is Christina from the comptroller's office here in the city.
Yes?
And I'm just calling to, well, first of all, I need to let you know that you're paying $4.99 a minute for this phone call.
I am?
Yeah. It's just a new thing we're doing to help the city make money and stuff like that.
I'm not paying for any phone call.
Oh,
I'm
no,
telling you that right now.
It's automatically charged to you. I have no control over it. You've been paying $4.99 a minute for approximately 45 seconds now. See, when I tell them that, it seems to make them hang up really fast. Brown magic. I don't think I should do that anymore. You know, let's try something just a little bit different here for a while. Yesterday on the phone show, the phone show, what am I talking about? Okay, yesterday on the Hobosode, I did some calls where it's like one of those AM radio station auction lists. And, you know, people call in, they try to sell their things. They're like, yeah, I got some belt buckles for sale. Here's my phone number. They do all this on the air, live on the air when they call in. I tried to listen to that show today. And this radio station doesn't even have a streaming player on their website. So I couldn't listen. I was actually going to try and do an early morning radio mob today. But no, they have no streaming. Anyway, so after their show's over, they post the entire list of everyone that called in with all of their phone numbers and what they're selling. Like here, the first one, we have a yellow couch, 20 belt buckles, Nike gloves, baseball cards, and there's a phone number. Next one down is some 18-inch tires. Looking for a truck bed, looking for a 6-hole, 3.25-ton Chevy steel wheel rim. You know, stuff like that. So, what I was doing on the Hobosode is that I was calling from the radio station. I made my number show up as the radio station's number. In fact, let me change my caller ID right now. I'm not going to do that this time. I'm just going to change my area code to their area code. Plus 420-6969. That reminds me. Let's call the number that I was spoofing from before and see if it exists.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Rest in peace, 420-6969. So, we're going to... I mean, we can say we're from the radio station, or we can just call about their items and stuff, I guess. Yellow couch, $20 belt buckles... Or no, 20 belt buckles for 10 to 20 each. Selling their belt buckle collection. This is a bunch of old people. Oh yeah, and Kyle. Giad, not Kyle. Where did it go? He had an idea. I forget what it is. Let me see if I can... Oh, he told me to tell them to turn their AM radio down. It's really loud. I don't know, that seems ridiculous. Oh, and he just messaged me. Are you doing a live show? What the hell, Giad? Set up alerts like the rest of people do.
Hello?
Hi, this is Christina from the radio station. I guess you called in earlier today to list some things on the air.
Uh-huh.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, so, hey, like, right now, it looks like your radio is on right now, and it's way too loud. Can you turn it down?
I don't have my radio on.
Oh, no, but, no, we're hearing, a lot of times lately, it's like we can't even hear ourselves think over here, because your radio is so loud. We can hear it over here at the radio station. And can you just turn it down?
Okay.
It's driving us crazy.
Okay, I don't have my radio on.
Okay, well, it was on earlier. Hey, can you tell that lady in the background to please be quiet?
Won't you kiss my ass?
Hey, don't talk to me like that.
I don't have to talk to her like that either.
I didn't say anything that bad. I could have told her to shut the fuck up, but I was trying to be nice.
Well, you know what? Kiss my ass.
Some what? Dick telling you to shut up.
That's just,
why are they telling me to shut up? Who is it?
Because you need to shut up. I mean, I was on the phone. I was on the phone with him, and you just kept talking in the background and being noisy and irritating.
Who is this?
This is Christina. I'm calling from the radio station. I guess you guys called in to list some things for sale today.
Yeah, you wouldn't have talked to us like that.
Well, no, I wasn't at first, but then your husband got all mouthy with me, and okay, she hung up. Okay, so that was one. The next one is selling 18-inch tires for $100. 265 of them. I think that might be a tire measurement, though. Genuine Fake says that lady wears the belt buckle in this family. I think I agree with that.
Hello?
Hello, this is Christina from the radio station. You called in today to list some things on the air.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Hey, can you turn your radio down?
It's down.
Just turn it all the way down. I can still hear it. I can still hear it echoing. I can hear myself talking. Turn your radio down.
Okay.
Don't you know how this works when you call into a radio station? Turn it down.
Yeah.
Just turn it off.
I'm working on it.
It's still. I can still hear it. It's still going.
I call it live music.
No, it's getting louder. What's going on? I can still hear it.
Nothing. You what?
I still hear it. Turn your radio off. No, he hung up. He walked into the other room to turn it off, though. Oh yeah, Giad, also known as Jiad. He's trying to take over my show by making me do live announcements. But he's looking for a voice actor. If you would like to do a voice thing for Calls of Mass Confusion, what he needs is someone who sounds authoritative. But he doesn't want to use anyone that's, you know, that people, they know their voices, like Carlito or Dwight or anything. He wants an unknown actor to play a part of an authoritative person, just to kind of read off some charges. I think it's going to be a cop or something. I don't know what he's doing. Who knows with him anymore? But I don't know. Get a hold of Giad somehow. I don't even know how to get a hold of him anymore. I'm sure there's an email. I'm sure I'll just put it in the show notes later when I post the show. How to get a hold of Giad. Yep, that's what I'll do. But you can be, this could be the big time for you. He needs an actor for Calls of Mass Confusion. All right. That's the end of the segment where Giad takes over the show, turns it into his own personal Craigslist, Fiverr, whatever. Fucking Giad, I tell you. So sick of his shit.
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Oh.
Please try your call
can
again.
Can I set
later.
It up?
Goodbye.
Not that I would do that, but, you know, I don't think it's hacking if you're just setting it up. That's iPokeSmot logic. Happy birthday, Victory Mikolia. Your whole family lovers you, and your airy special, young lady. Very proud of you. That's an announcement that doesn't have a phone number on it. So these are typed in. It just looks like someone... it pretty much looks like my note page where I put all my prank notes. I'm just kind of typing as I do the show with your ideas and pasting things and making a lot of misspellings. That's what this thing is. Lots of misspellings and typos and... But they don't care. They don't give a shit. They just post it anyway. One of the things I was doing on yesterday's show was... claiming that the things that they were selling were, you know, like adult items or sex acts or whatever. And this one, I think I have to do that on this one if he answers, because it says he's looking for an old-fashioned tire balance. Wink, wink, if you know what I mean.
Hello, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim. This is Christina from the radio station. You called us earlier today?
Yes.
Oh, couldn't you turn down your radio? Turn down.
I don't have a radio on. I'm sitting here with a laptop. Is it putting out
it's putting out waves.
Electronics?
Yeah.
What?
All kinds of waves and beams and stuff.
Oh, really?
It's okay. Don't worry about it. Just forget it.
I closed the lid on my laptop.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's working here. Green lights across the board. Oh, hey, I saw you were looking for an old-fashioned tire balance. Wink, wink.
Yes.
And, I'm pretty good with the hands. I can keep a good rhythm, you know. I'll give you that tire balance, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
Oh,
because I know
what I'm looking for is a tire balancing machine. It will be a tripod.
Oh, let me tell you. I'm a machine.
On the top of it that mounts in the center of a rim, you know, a steel rim.
Mounting. Yep. Yep, I can do that. I know what you mean by old-fashioned tire balance. I've been around the block a few times.
And you don't have a tire balancer, though.
No. I know what you mean. I know that's a code word for, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
No, I know what you're saying. You want to be discreet, right? Let me tell you, I'm going to balance the shit out of your tire. Honey baby, sweetie pie. Hello? I'm going to balance that tire all night long. Are you still there, sir? Whoa. Stuff's moving around. I think I got him excited. I'll spin balance you with my feet. I'll give you the balance where it matters. I'm just reading the chat room now, you guys. Oh, hello? Hello? What?
Okay. You gonna take the death?
What's that?
Don't want him.
Okay, I think he's talking to his wife.
See you Monday.
I think you forgot to hang up. Did you forget to hang up, sir? Sir, I'm going to mark you down as gay on this chart with our records. Sir, hello? Sir, you hang up that phone. Sunshine says he's validating his sexuality by talking to her. Probably after that conversation he had with me, he really needed to go in the other room and remind himself that he's happily married. Everything's fine. Hello, sir? It's Christina still. Oh. Any second I'm going to hear a plop. Crazy people. Oof. All right. I just heard the name Christina, I think. All right, this is boring. I'm going to hang up. I mean, it's great that I've got a microphone tap in the room now, but it's not very interesting. I think he's got the phone in his pants. Okay, I'm hanging up. Sorry about that. So next we have a 5x10 utility trailer, tilt bed. And nostalgia popcorn poppers. $50 if you want some poppers. I want some $50 poppers.
Hello?
Hi, this is Christina from the radio station. You called in earlier and listed some things on our station on the air.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Yeah.
And I was wondering, do you still have those poppers for $50?
I That wasn't mine.
Oh, whose is it? What are you selling other people's stuff for? He just said, and hung up on me. That was very strange.
Hello?
Hello, this is Christina from the radio station. You called earlier today and listed this stuff. You know, on the air. Or was that you, or...
Right, from 690 AM?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I listed the antique tricycle and antique ironing board and some other things.
Yeah, an antique ironing board, what makes it an antique? Is it just some old thing from the 80s?
It's the old wood style. It's got the spot on it where the wood legs were, but the wood legs aren't there.
Oh my gosh, and you're asking for $30?
Or best offer.
What a big ripoff. Hey,
what do you mean?
Can you turn your radio down real quick? I can barely hear you because the radio is just echoing back at me because we're on the air.
Okay.
Just turn your radio off. Turn it off.
It is.
Turn it down. It's echoing back. I can still hear it echoing.
It's turned off, sir.
Okay, you just turned it off?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, hang up the phone. Hang it up. You just hang it up right now.
Are you trying to play a game with me or something?
Oh, no, I'm not playing a game. I'm just saying I'm calling from the radio station here and hang up the phone. Hang it up. You better hang it up.
You and what army is going to make me hang it up?
Oh, I'll make you hang it up. You'll see. You think this is a game? You just hang up that phone.
I know it's a game.
So you just hang it up. You pull that phone away from your ear and set it down. Release the line. You do it. Hang it up. Hello, sir? 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 Hello? Hello? He's not hanging up, you guys.
We were staying in Paris.
He's playing music. He figured out a way to beat the game. He's winning. He's winning the game. Oh, wait, did he hang up? The music stopped. Sir, did you hang up?
Nope.
Ah,
I'm
shit.
Still right here.
You better hang up. You better hang up that phone. You have to hang up because I'm your superior.
And this call is now being monitored and recorded.
That's against
and
the law.
It is also being documented to the police department in my local area.
I see.
I have been on the phone with you for 3 minutes.
Oh,
that's
no.
All I had to do because I've been getting a lot of calls like this. So now your call will be monitored and recorded for my protection, and also just so you are aware of it, they will just call and they will call.
You better not. You better just hang up the phone. Don't do any of that. Just hang up. Just hang it up.
Okay, then how about I just contact the FBI and put you on through a conference call then?
No, I don't want the FBI again. I don't need that. I don't need the trouble.
So
just hang up the phone, okay? That's all you have to do. Just hang it up.
Then why don't you hang it up? Because you're the one that called me.
I know. I'm just calling to tell you to hang up. I'm calling from the radio station.
And you're a bunch of crock of shit, too.
A bunch of crock of shit?
You're a crock of shit. You're not going to be calling me from a radio station and then have to have me hang up. And telling me that you're my superior? Ain't no motherfucker my superior. Nobody.
That's just the way.
I am my only superior.
Oh, God's your superior, motherfucker. He's all our superiors.
Cocksucking motherfucking bitch.
Hey, don't talk about God that way.
Come and put a bullet to your head, cocksucker. Ooh, that really scares me.
It's not supposed to. I was just really shocked. That just kind of happens whenever I get really shocked.
Yeah, okay.
because you said that thing about shooting me in the head. I don't want to be shot in the head. Just hang up the phone. That's all I want. Just hang up.
Why don't you fucking hang it up?
I can't. The way the phones are set up around here, you have to hang up. You have to release the line. Please, just release the line.
I don't have to release the line. You do.
No, you have to. You better do it. You release that line right now. I know Randy Dandy.
Yeah, okay.
Did you record the part of the phone call where you threatened my life? Are you going to give that part to the FBI?
Sure will.
Okay, just checking. Okay, now hang up. Okay, look, can I just come clean with you? I have a confession to make. This phone call is automatically charging you $4.99 a minute. So the longer I keep you on, the more money I make. So it looks like we're up to 5 minutes and 35 seconds now. Look, that's about $25.
My phone is a prepaid phone. You can't charge me nothing.
Oh, it's running out quickly of money then. You'll see. You just wait. You better check your balance right now. Just put me on hold and check your balance. It's going to be like your balance is $24, $23, $22. That's what it'll do. You should hang up the phone and go check your balance. Sir? 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 How come your credit's not good enough for a real phone? Why do you have to get a prepaid? Is it because you're poor? Did he hang up the phone? Kansas City, you're on the air with a guy that won't hang up his phone. Oh, wait, who hung up their... Oh, no, Kansas City hung up their phone. Some guy was calling in from Kansas City. Which is kind of strange because that's the same... Almost the same area as... Where this radio station is located. Okay, I'm going to call the next person. We'll just leave this guy on the phone. He can record all the calls for us. It'll be lots of funny. So much funny. This next guy is selling tires. Lots of tires. Holy shit, he has a lot of tires. We've only got 4 of these left, and then we're done with the radio station things.
Yes, it's Richard. Missed your call.
Ah,
call me back.
Damn it, Richard. We've been on the phone with this guy now for 8 minutes. 8 times $4.99 is, I guess, approximately $40. I'm raking in the dough today, you guys.
Hello.
Hello. This is Christina from the radio station. You called in earlier today to list some things on the air.
Yes, sir.
Like tires and more tires and even more tires.
I have some tires, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I was just wondering, do you think you can come by the radio station today and pay your classified ad fee? Looks like for all the stuff you're selling, it's going to come to $43.
That's an open line.
Yeah, but, you know...
That's no classified.
Yeah, we're doing a new thing where we charge people. It's to try and make extra money.
Well, when did you start this?
We just decided...
Free on the classified, on open line.
Yeah, we just...
Classified, yes, but I didn't classify anything.
Yeah, well, we're going to charge for the open line now, too. So, we just don't like to tell people.
I didn't know that, or I wouldn't advertise.
Yeah, we don't talk about it on the air a lot because then people won't call in. So we just tell them after that
you better start doing it because you're going to get sued. Because I'm going damn sure about suing you because
you better not sue us.
Bullshit.
If you
should tell people on the open line every once in a while because. It's usually always been free.
Well, hey, you don't need to yell at me, okay?
When you classify it, yeah, you come in and cost you $10 for 2 days.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't need you to yell at me. I'm a radio station employee, goddammit, and I don't need you yelling at me. I know my job. You don't have to tell me how to do things around here. I'm just saying you better come in and pay that $43.
It's a scam, and another police has already.
You're scamming people.
Yeah. Listen to that guy in the background. He's trying to scam you.
I'll talk to a lawyer about it. Because you guys ought to advertise that. You don't tell people you charge people. But open line means open line. When did you start this?
Oh, we redefined the word open line. You know?
Huh?
We redefined the word open line. So now it means that we don't have to tell you anything. And we're just gonna charge you $43 after. So you know, just come down to the office.
If you come in and classify that or something, I can understand that. But open line means open line. Anybody can call in any time. But when did you start saying a fee for so much and all this?
You just don't know how it works. Oh, and by the way, incidentally, this call right now is costing you $4.99 a minute automatically.
Well, okay with me, but I'm going to end up suing your goddamn people's ass. I'll be down there and pay the fucking fine. But I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of people suing you because you don't advertise a free open line.
Okay.
That means free.
But listen, hey, wait.
It's been free. And I'll be there to pay the fucking bill. But I tell you what, when I come in, don't worry, I'll see a lawyer about this.
Okay,
shit.
But I got to tell you something. I got to tell you the best part. Oh, man, he hung up. Man, you almost messed up my call by telling him it was a scam, sir. Why are you doing that? You're ruining my stuff. You're ruining all my fun.
You're going to have a lot of fun here in about 4.5 minutes.
Really? Exactly 4.5?
Yep, 4.5.
Is that 4.5 or is that 4 minutes and 50 seconds? Because I need to know exactly how much I have. That 20 seconds could be a lifesaver, you know?
Oh, it's going to be 20 seconds.
Anyway, can you hang up the phone?
Nope.
Please?
Nope.
Why not?
And no, I am not fucking poor. I have other phones.
Oh.
Will you get that number? Nope.
I see.
I make more money than what you can make in a day.
It sounds
you're saying $4.99 a minute. Yeah, $4.99 a minute. Up your fucking ass.
So you don't mind paying the $4.99 a minute then? Okay, that's good. It sounds like
because you're not getting $4.99 a minute for me.
It sounds like I hit It sounds like I hit a nerve with you when I mentioned your income, because now you're trying to prove yourself to just some weirdo on the phone.
More fucking money in an hour than what you make.
What do you do?
Huh?
That's what I thought.
No, I just got a message, so I said, "Huh?"
Oh, I see. That's what you say when you get messages. Whenever a text comes in, you're like, "Huh?"
You're funny, dude.
I bet
you're
don't even
trying to be so funny. I'm laughing my ass off right now.
You don't even have a job.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Well, I mean, I guess if you want to call,
all you got to do is sit here and call people and everything else, and sit here and make fun things and everything else, and try to harass people.
I'm not harassing.
So pissed off, they're going to open up a lawsuit against the radio station for false advertisement that you're telling them.
No, it's
stupid.
It's all on the up and up. We cleared it with our lawyers. They said we can just not tell people until after.
No, that's false advertisement.
Okay.
False advertisement is a big, humongous lawsuit.
Okay, let me call that guy back and I'll clear things up with him. We'll make things right. I don't want to get in trouble, in legal trouble, from this minimum wage guy that can't even afford a real phone. Which department at Walmart do you work in, by the way?
I don't work at Walmart.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Just an assumption. Crap, he's not picking up. I think he's on the way to the station to give him a piece of his mind.
Oh, no, he's not going to go to the station and give them a piece of their mind.
What do you know, though?
Hello.
Hello, sir? Sir?
What?
It's Christina from the radio from the radio station again. Hey, I was just kidding about that fee, that $43. That was just a joke.
Well, that's going to be a joke when I talk to a damn lawyer. This is a bunch of bull crap.
No, there's no fee. It's just a joke.
Damn, see,
so the thing is, we just call up people and tell them that, so that way they appreciate how our services are free. Like, you know, first you think you have to pay $40, and then it's like you get a you don't have to pay all of a sudden. It's like you saved $43. It's a new marketing thing we're doing. You know?
Stupid.
It's just.
Why do you call people up and tell them it's costing money then?
I know that's a new marketing thing we're doing. We tell them it costs money.
You're so stupid, dude.
And, hey, you be quiet, sir. Sorry, that guy in the background.
I don't need to be quiet.
Sir, can
unlike him, I didn't hang up on you. Therefore, that's why I've got you on this entire call. That is, everything is being recorded. I'm not stupid enough to hang up.
Are you?
I will let the authorities deal with this because I still got you on the phone. You want me to hang up, so therefore
please
you
look
like a brilliant person.
Please.
But yet I'm not. You're not. You're really plump stupid.
You're ruining my show.
An unknown number that's not even listed. You're probably from Africa or Afghanistan or Pakistan.
Are you talking to somebody else, or are you talking to me?
No, he's yelling at you, sir. He's angry with you. He's calling you an Afghani, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead. Keep on with your insults to this poor person. He's just trying to sell something on the air. You don't have to yell at him.
I'm not yelling at him. I'm talking about you, sir. You're the one. This Christina from the radio station is the one that's sitting here doing all this crap. Not him. You.
Well, anyway, sir, I was just kidding about that $43. It was just to make you realize the value of our services. That's all.
Yeah, I realize the service is fine, but you, when you come across somebody, tell them it's going to cost a certain purchase after they done did. I don't like that whatsoever. I'm an old man, and I'm hard hearing on top of that.
Yeah,
I don't like to have them kind of services. I like your service well.
I know,
two ways about it.
Don't you feel like?
And I have advertised them in the past, and I put a lot more classifieds in there, but they got ridiculous on that.
Don't you feel like you saved $43 now? Like, you should take that $43 and go buy something nice. Like, go buy a meal or a new suit. Like, you're $43 richer now. That's the whole idea behind the marketing campaign that we're doing.
Oh. Well, they understood that you were charging me $43.
Yeah, it was just a trick. It was just, we were just trying to fool you. But that way you realize how valuable our service is, and now you have an extra $43.
Everybody realizes that. But for you guys, I mean, because you've helped me a lot in the past. But
yeah.
Like I said, I would still put a lot of classifieds on your ass, but if you would drop it back down to the normal price like it used to be before Lance quit.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, can you turn your radio down? You're echoing.
You get a lot more classified ads, because I don't like to call in, and I don't have time a lot of times.
Yeah. But how come you have so many dang tires? Like, oh my gosh, you have so many tires here.
I bought them because I got a good deal on them for one thing, and then some of them was going to go on my truck.
Well, you got 16-inch tires. You got 17-inch tires.
I take off my trucks.
You got more 17-inch tires. It's almost like you run a chop shop.
Yeah.
So you.
I've got other things I put
it.
On there too. I kind of buy and sell and barter.
Yeah, what would you barter for?
I kind of make my extra money at my age. I can't afford no nothing else.
What would you barter for?
Huh?
What would you barter for? Oh, the other guy hung up on us. The guy that was on the phone?
Everything.
Yeah.
Lawnmowers, cars, or anything.
Well, hey, anyway, I was just kidding about this being free. It's actually $28 for the ad that you placed on the radio today.
I want to know when did you tell people, and stuff like this, that you're going to start charging them.
No, it's... I'm sorry.
Is open line free or not?
No, it's totally free. It's completely free. That was the marketing campaign speaking again. I didn't mean to say that. It just came out. It's not really $28. It's just $5.
I don't know. It kind of got me really rolled up, and I'm halfway back to your station. And when I come and pay, and somebody says I owe something, I pay my bills.
Oh yeah, of course.
I don't like to be scammed, and that's what it sounds like, a scam to me.
Oh no, it's not a scam.
You don't call people up and say, "Hey, you owe $43."
Yeah, no. We said at the end of the show. Did you listen to the very end? We said it.
I don't answer that. A lot of people don't answer late to your show, because a lot of times I'm on the road when I put my stuff on ad.
Oh, you got to listen to the whole thing, because we said on the end of the show, we're going to call people today, and we're going to pretend that it costs money, but then it won't really cost money, and it'll be so funny. We want it to be like wacky morning DJs, like on FM stations.
Well, I just appreciate you just forget about trying to do this stuff with me, because I'm not mentally capable of putting up with the crap.
Okay,
I mean, not really.
Maybe we'll rethink our.
If it's free, it's free, and I don't mind paying something if I know it up front.
It's free. It's free. I promise. It's all free.
Okay.
We'll talk to our marketing people and tell them that you hate our ideas.
Well, they need to straighten it up and to let people know that you're doing a deal online or something, and I don't listen to it every day.
Hey, could you turn your radio down? Person,
and when I got something for sale, you know, and there's a lot of us doing that, but people won't like you doing this.
Can you turn your radio down?
Some of them is going to be more upset than me.
Can you shut your radio off? Can you just turn it down? It's echoing back over on the air.
And so, you know.
Yeah. Well, I have lots of other people to call, and I'm going to call up a lot of other people here on the list and tell them they owe $43 to help them see the value of their...
You do have to just, you know, you're going to get in a lot of trouble if you tell people they owe money on this and that.
It'll be fine.
You might go by, it's a roundabout way you're going about it, so you better change a little bit of your strategy, because...
They'll be understanding.
Showing up your doorstep, and I was fixed to show up your doorstep, and you wouldn't want me to show up in the store paying a bill. Even though it's a joke or some kind of deal your guys are trying to promote, but there's a certain way you need to do things.
Yeah.
I don't hear it to even well, so.
You know.
Don't let what, you know, I'm just explaining.
Anyway,
to you.
Let's end this call with a prayer, if you could just bow your head. Dear Lord, thank you for having this person try to sell his tires on our station. He is very thankful that his classified ad on the air won't cost him $43. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Woohoo!
Well, it's not just the price of it's not just what's called open line and classified. You guys always had classified 2 days for $10 for quite a while.
Yeah, okay, well,
and
bye.
You used to have 30 words or less for 2 days for $5. And there, I know a half a dozen people that used to give me ads to bring down there and give to you people. Well, we just don't do it anymore for $10 for 2 days. These are just to call in and rattle with. But a lot of times we don't have time to do that.
Well, if you're disagreeing,
you used to advertise quite a bit on your open line and classified.
But if you're disagreeing, you're dissing the Lord. You're disagreeing with God.
And you'd have more airtime, but before
old man story mode activated.
You did in the past for people that wants to sell something.
Yeah.
And that makes it nice, but I can tell you, I would be more classified.
Can you turn your radio down?
For much money.
Yep.
And I don't mind telling you who I am. I don't care.
That's nice, honey.
You know.
Hey, can you tell the guy on the phone right now to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, I'll just talk to you later then.
Okay. Thanks for calling in and stuff. Have a nice day.
Well. This is Dave.
Oh, hey, Dave. I'm calling from the radio station. You called in earlier today to advertise your 1950s trip bucket.
Yes.
And I was just wondering what that's code for. I mean, it sounds very suspicious. What the fuck is a trip bucket?
Now, number one, you're talking to a preacher here, so it ain't too suspicious. Number two, tractors have loaders that you put on them, and on the front of it, the old ones didn't have hydraulic dumps, so you tripped them.
It sounds like a scam. Sounds like a scam. I don't know. Even priests can be into some really crazy shit. Now, I don't know if you're saying, like, trip bucket and blade. What the... I don't know. It was just freaking me out when I saw this listing. When I heard you on the air today...
Uh-huh.
I got cold sweats, and I didn't...
You're evidently not very familiar with farm equipment then, are you?
No, not really. Nope.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
So okay.
There's no code, nothing here. This is just an actual... If you want to come out and look at it, I'll show you.
Oh, no, because... I don't know. So this isn't like some sort of a sex act or like some kind of adult item?
Oh, I hope not.
It's not drugs, because we can't sell drugs on the air.
Oh, brother.
Hey, would you trade that for some tires?
What kind of tires?
I don't know. They're 16-inch radials. The guy I was talking to before is selling them. And he has a rabbit cage, too.
I don't need the rabbit cage for sure.
Fuck.
And 16-inch, are they radials?
Who knows? Probably. I mean, what else could they be? Diameters? I don't know how tires work.
No.
The fuck's radial mean?
There's bias tires and radials.
They're really wide. They're like 3 feet wide. Like they cover up the entire road. And there's,
good grief.
They're square
tires. They're racing tires then.
No, they're like square tires instead of circular.
Now you're pulling my chain, brother.
No, I don't pull chains. I'm a Christian.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Do you think before we go, can you say a prayer for me in my prank call show? And your prank call show? Yeah, just pray that the rest of it goes well. There's only 20 minutes left. I'll bow my head. Okay, start.
Well, hang on just a second before we do that. What show are we talking about?
It's on the internet. It's called KDK Prank Calls.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, it's very famous. It's the first prank show that was ever put out, ever, and the longest running.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to pray for you.
Okay, thanks.
And what's your first name?
My name is Dave.
Okay.
Dave Roy. Well, Dave's my last name. It's Roy. Roy's my first name, just Roy.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Father, I just ask that you would be with Roy, and I pray, God, that you would help him with this show that he's attending to, that he would have the wisdom to know the difference between what's a real prank and what's the real thing, and just give him that kind of wisdom, Father. We pray that you would just help him to be a blessing to others, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, thank you. That was so nice. Thank you so much.
Alrighty. Thank you, Dave.
Have a nice day. Praise the Lord. He hung up before I even got to say praise the Lord. Holy shit, my entire show just turned into two calls and that was it. There's one last guy on here. He's trying to sell an icebox. We've got a call coming in. Let's see who this is. You're on the air, Missouri person. Hello.
Why are you calling here?
I didn't call there. What are you talking about? I didn't call there.
You called here a dozen times.
Your mom called there a dozen times. What are you talking about?
Why do you keep it up? Why do you keep calling me and waking me up when I got to go to work, you fucking prick?
I have to go to work. You don't have to go to work.
Want me to get the police to trace this fucking call? They will.
Is this one of those crazy call prank things?
Yeah.
Is it? What, say the number 1247 right now.
816-836-0538.
Blah, don't do that. What are you doing?
Okay. Boy, are you a fucking piece of work, you motherfucker. Yeah. I'm going to enjoy pressing charges on your ass.
Yeah, soundboard. Damn you. Damn you, Missouri person, fooling me like that. I don't appreciate it. I'm not supposed to get pranked on my own show. I'm supposed to be doing the pranking. That's how it works. Don't make me ban you from the room. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I'd just like to comment that that last guy that you talked to was probably sweet on it.
The priest or the guy that wouldn't hang up for 20 minutes?
The guy that wouldn't hang up for 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, 20 minutes times $5, what is that? I can't math. It's like $200, I think. Or a million.
Yeah, I'm a little rough on the old arithmetic myself.
Yeah, well.
By the way, this is Jim Bob. I just wanted to say hello.
Hey, Jim Bob. Hey. How's your day going?
Yeah,
I don't care anyway. I don't want to make small talk. Fuck that.
All right, man. See ya.
All right, bye. Thanks for calling in. Okay, 15 minutes left, you guys. We got an ice box here, and then I don't know. We can go back to Freak Show's directory, talk to a bunch of people if they're still around. That was Jim Bob the Impaler, everyone. I don't think I've ever talked to him.
Hello.
Hi, this is Christina from the radio station. And I guess you called in earlier today to sell an icebox.
No, I'm wanting to buy one.
Oh, you're looking for an icebox. I see. Okay. Hey, can you turn your radio down? You're echoing. We're on the air and everything, and
okay, just a moment.
It's echoing back because I can hear myself coming from your radio.
Is that better?
Oh yeah, that's much better. We could hear it all the way over here. It was crazy.
Grandkids watching Paw Patrol.
Ah, damn. Yeah, well, I don't know anything you just said. Anyway, it's very suspicious that you're looking for an icebox. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to use it in my house.
Yeah, I get that. But what are you putting in it? It's very suspicious.
Very suspicious?
You know, you're looking for an icebox. What are you going to do with an icebox? I watch TV. I know what people do with iceboxes.
I'm knitting an icebox for my house.
Right. And you're being...
Mine went out.
You're being very vague. Like, you won't tell me what you're actually going to put in it.
Milk, cheese, butter, egg.
Are you going to have, like, a special circuit, like, to plug it into so it doesn't shut off the other things in the house? Like, when you plug in a frying pan or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you put it on its own plug.
On a what?
On its own plug, because you don't want to...
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to...
Yeah, there's nothing else on the plug.
Yeah. Hey, we got a call coming in from Los Angeles. Hold on. Let's put them on the air. Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
That lady still need an icebox?
That lady's calling in about an icebox. Go ahead and talk to her.
Yeah. I got an icebox for sale if you want one.
Yes. How much is it?
I'm looking to get about $15.
$15?
Yeah. You think that?
No rubles, you idiot. Sorry.
What was that?
Nothing, never mind. I was just yelling at that lady because she asked a dumb question. I'm sorry. Go ahead, you guys.
Ask a dumb question. If I could pay $1,500 for one, I'd already have it.
Oh, well, are you interested?
Who is this?
This is Richard. I'm the guy with the icebox for sale.
Well, I need one.
Okay, ma'am, Richard's one of our listeners. You don't need to yell at him, okay? Stop yelling at him.
You want to buy my Xbox? Give
me that phone. Do that for you. I got an Xbox, too, if you want one of them. Ma'am, do you want to trade your icebox for an Xbox?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'll trade you my icebox for an Xbox if you got one.
Who is this?
Ma'am, that's a caller. I'm calling from the radio station. My name's Christina, the DJ. And we're just putting What's-Her-Face on the air to sell her to get an icebox. You don't have to be rude and yell at us. Jeez.
I don't believe I am being rude, but I can be.
Well, you're kind of acting like a bitch. You know, we're just trying to do our radio sales program here.
I'll cut the price in half if that'll make it better for you.
Yeah, he said he'd cut the price in half since you're being such a bitch.
You know,
I'm getting ready to call and turn you in, so...
For what?
Thank you.
It's taking up too much room in my barn here. I'll give it to you for nothing if you want.
She's gone. You ruined it.
If you help me to milk some of my cows, if you help me to milk a cow, I'll help you to get the icebox
She's gone. She's gone, Mr. California person.
Gone.
Yeah, sorry. I guess you're stuck with that Xbox.
I guess so.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
No problem.
I'll say a prayer for you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
But not on the air, because that sounds boring. Wow, I'm exhausted. After all of that. I guess that was the lady's daughter or something. So, hey, we've got like 8 minutes left here, and we have, directory pages. I think I have to change my caller ID. to this area code. But I don't know. I'm just going to do a couple more calls probably, and I think we're all done after that because it's time for the XYZ show. Make sure that if you do listen to the XYZ show and you don't like it, be sure to comment on my videos or on my page and yell at me for XYZ not being as good as you hoped he was. If you listen to XYZ and he's not me, that's reason enough to just yell at me a bunch in the comments of everything, all the YouTubes and everything. Hi, Oscar?
No, must have wrong number.
No, that's crazy talk. Isn't this the, don't you live on Peninsula Drive?
What's that?
I'm calling for Oscar and Laura. You're in the phone book here. I'm the comptroller here in the city. Did I really get a wrong number?
I've never heard the name before.
What?
Never heard the name before.
You've never heard the name Christina? It's a really common name. You've had to have known a Christina at some point in your life.
Christina, that wasn't what I sound like you said.
No, I said Christina. I'm the comptroller here in the city. But so this isn't Oscar?
No. What number did you dial?
Are you sure you're not lying? Because I have a stress analyzer hooked up to the voice line here, and it's telling me here on the screen that you're lying.
Bullshit.
No, I do. It says right here. But okay. okay. Let's try Gilbert and Charlotte.
The number you have...
Rest in peace, Gilbert and Charlotte.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
Hi. You have reached 248.
No.
98. We're sorry we can't take your call at this time, but please leave a message after the beep. Thank you.
I couldn't tell if they were actually, if that was two people. I think it was. That was fucking weird. I'm reminded of the twins in The Shining for some reason. And I think I accidentally let them say the entire number over the air. Oops. I think that was the twins from Problem Child. Oh, Genuine Fake's telling me to end the show. Okay, I'll hurry up and get out of here, Genuine Fake. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go on so long. It was an accident.
Hello?
Hi, this is Christina. I'm the comptroller here in the city.
Yeah.
And, hey, how you doing today? I'm calling about...
I just had my gallbladder taken out a few hours ago, so...
Whoa, that's crazy talk. Hey, did you by chance drive a truck from the doctor hospital place?
Did I drive a truck?
Yeah, because we're not allowed to drive trucks around here anymore. You're not driving a truck, are you?
Who is this?
this is Christina. I'm the new comptroller in town.
Oh, Christina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Who is this?
Christina from the comptroller's office.
What's this got to do with a truck?
Well, we're not allowed to have trucks anymore in this town. I'm sure you've seen the signs up that says no trucks allowed.
In what town?
You know, just kind of here in the whole community. I'm in mostly.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, I'm in Johannesburg mostly.
Okay, well that's no excuse. I mean, you need to get rid of that truck.
Okay, well I'll tell you. I'm going to direct my wife right now because we have two cars. I really don't need a truck anyway.
Yeah. Just get rid of the truck. Just be a one car family.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
It'll save the environment.
Okay, I'm going to save the environment. See, I'm still kind of groggy from my surgery, so I'm just going to do what you tell me to do, Christina.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much. Hey, by the way, we're going to need a fee for this phone call. It's going to be approximately $8,000. Do you have a credit card on you?
Yeah, I got a credit card. $8,000? I can handle that.
As long as you're doing
a lot of money.
Everything I say. This is perfect. So, okay, is it going to be a Visa or MasterCard? Oh, okay, I see. I thought you were serious. Damn it. Whatever. Okay.
Well, will you just take a check?
Yeah, I'll sure, just, from you. Because we know we can trust you.
I'll just send you a blank check. How's that?
That's perfect.
Whatever amount.
Okay.
You want.
I've had enough of you. Okay.
Okay.
But hey, congratulations on the successful surgery and all that stuff.
Well, we don't know if it's successful or not. I'm waiting for results.
I know it is. I have the inside scoop, and everything's perfect. Everything's going to be fine.
I was told there might be a lot of cancer in there. I only got like a couple of months to live.
No, I called the corporate office. They assured me that they didn't put any cancer in the operating tools this time, like they usually do.
You just can't believe everything you hear. You've been watching the news lately.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye. Holy shit! People just want to talk to me forever today. All right, I'm a minute into a XYZ show, and I don't need any trouble from XYZ. So. The show's over. Thanks for listening, everyone. I don't know, XYZ, you can go listen to him now. He's on Mixlr.com/XYZQWA. And yeah, I don't know. I'll probably post the show like next week or next month or something, probably. Bye. It's time for some voicemails, everyone's favorite part of the show. The voicemails are completely Andy's fault. He's the sponsor of today's show, so if you don't like the voicemails, you can just blame Andy. And before we do voicemails, I think I should just remind everyone that you should be supporting this show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Either one of those is more or less the same thing. You pay a small monthly fee, and in return, you help the show, and it forces me to do more shows, and I do the hobo soge. You get like an extra show every week, and it's just a good thing to do. It helps me with my goal of doing 5 shows a week one of these years. So if you're not a supporter of the show, please consider supporting the show at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus.
Hey, Brad, I wanted to give you another letter for your alphabet.
Okay.
And it's the letter P, as in psoriasis.
Oh,
have
shit.
A great day.
That's a good one.
Cactus.
But we already have a couple of really good confusing words for the letter P. We have P as in pneumonia and P as in pterodactyl. There's so many good words for the letter P. And I don't have room for another word. This sucks, because I really want to use that one. That's a good one. I'm going to write it in here anyway, even though it's going to fuck up how the formatting works. And I'll just figure that out later. That's a good one, though. Thank you.
Brad, it's Dawson, longtime listener here. I sent an email a couple of days ago, maybe a week ago, of a lady's AT&T bill that mistakenly was put with mine. One day that I went to AT&T to get a new phone, and they
Holy
gave
crap.
Me a summary of my bill, and they mistakenly gave me another customer.
What a bunch
of dummies.
I don't
know if you got the email or not, but if you did...
So is it like all the phone numbers she called?
You know what to do with that. And it's got her phone number on there. It's got all kind of crazy information about her bill.
Okay.
And all kinds of stuff that you can use to prank call her with.
Okay.
I thought you might want that. It's kind of interesting.
Yup.
Keep up the good work, Brad. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks for sending something in. That sounds interesting. I'll definitely look for that. The weekends are usually when I get my email kind of organized and try and answer a few things. So hopefully I'll find that while I'm doing that.
Hey, Brad. It's high school graduate. I have 2 Katy Perry-related questions for you today.
Okay.
The first is, which one of her hairstyles is your favorite?
I think
you should leave a picture response in the YouTube video.
No, sorry.
Question 2.
Way too much work.
Katy Perry worked for Royco.
How about the last Friday night hairstyle where she's dressed up like a nerd?
Should be better.
That's the best hairstyle.
Roofs off houses.
Oh, wait, now I didn't hear any of that.
If Katy Perry worked for Royco, do you think she'd be better at tearing roofs off houses or killing the lawn? Thank you for your response.
What a tough question. Why are you asking me hard questions? I think killing the lawn sounds like a more Katy Perry thing that would happen, rather than Katy Perry tearing a roof off of a house. I have a hard time believing Katy Perry would tear a roof off of a house, but she could totally poison a lawn. So I guess that's going to be my answer for that one. What a great question.
Just I was just calling in to ask you, what is your opinion on Hollywood actor Brendan Fraser?
Why? Why are you guys asking me this?
Popular back in the days, but nowadays, he's not doing so hot, so...
I bet you he's doing just fine.
Also, kind of out of left field here, but how old are you?
I'm 40-something.
All right, keep up the good work.
Bye.
If I had to guess, I'd say I'm 44 years old. But, you know, once you get this old, you just kind of lose track. And sure, Brandon Fraser, he's the best. I loved him in all the 90s movies. Blast from the Past, I think that was my favorite. That's everyone's homework assignment. Watch Blast from the Past, starring Brandon Fraser and Alicia Silverstone.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson. So, I thought it was pretty awesome that my name got mentioned on the voicemails and somebody else in the world actually listened to me for once.
Yep.
Brad.
I'm sure everyone thought that was awesome.
Anyway, I was thinking that when you start a phone call, you should ask people, please, Brad, please do this. Please ask them what their pronouns are. But, like, before you start the conversation, just say, what are your pronouns? Really quick. And then have them say, you know, he, she, they, yep. You know, whatever else.
Or more like they'll just get really confused.
It'd be hilarious, Brad, because it's not really inappropriate. But anyway, you get it.
Okay, I'll try and do that. Ask someone what their pronoun is. That's sure to get me yelled at.
Hey, Roy. It's Richard Moss.
Hey.
First-time caller. Long-time listener. I know you hate that. I love the show.
Oh, well, thanks for doing it, then.
I'm background when I'm jerking.
Asshole.
I'm playing Xbox. Please tell more people in the background to shut the fuck up. Hope you're having a great day. Cactus,
okay.
Cactus.
Thanks, you too.
Hey, Brad. It's Death in Reality. I've been listening to a lot of old shows, and I keep coming across the Carnival Hold music.
That's the one.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a clean cut of that somewhere for my own purposes. I've searched the web. I've searched the wiki. I've searched the deep web.
I have no idea what it's from.
Don't tell anybody. Oh, shit. I forgot you're, like, being watched.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
The FBI knows. Good job.
Let me know if you can find that, or if a listener can find that. Thanks.
I really have no idea who that's by or where it's from or anything. And I would play a clip of it right now and try to soundhound it or something, but I don't even have a clip of it anymore. I remember I made a loop out of it, but that's the computer that the FBI took that I may get back one of these years. So I can't really help right now, but if anyone else knows where to get a clean version of that song thing that is apparently a part of certain phone systems, if you know who that's by or where to get it, or if you just want to create your own version of it and send it to this guy, that'd be nice. So maybe leave a comment on the YouTube or on the website or something, and we'll figure this out.
Hey, Brad, it's Better Spit on It. I just think you should call those
nice
those minute fucking medical clinics and talk to the reception and say every time you play your dick, you shit. And then I guess come up with whatever story you can to explain that. All right, thanks, bye.
Okay, I'm going to do that one for sure.
Hey, Roy, this is T-Falcon here.
Hey.
And I just wanted to let you know that I watched your show. I used to live inside your house.
OMG.
Well, next time, to really throw them off and make them know.
Did you leave cameras?
You should say, I used to live inside of your spouse.
Ah.
That would make them so mad.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you should do some
blow their minds.
Because it's so funny when Dwight does it. So, you know, jump on that bandwagon. Do it.
Okay. I'll try to be more like Dwight.
All right.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
It's infected.
I'm sorry.
I was calling to let you know that my mom and I have both been listening to some of your older pranks, like the how to lose weight Frank Patterson way and the true
the good old days
stuff.
Back and when I was funny.
She wanted to give you a suggestion. Mm-hmm. If you ever go ahead and
why didn't
the
she call in then?
Green stuff again. Tell them that even though they sprayed your lawn or their lawn with you know, grass killer, that they still have to pay for it. Because it wasn't their fault, the neighbor went ahead and put the wrong address
yeah,
down.
Yeah, stupid neighbors.
Just a suggestion from her. She actually hated your show until she started to hear some ones that are actually funny.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Got her to
well,
laugh.
You know, tell her fuck
bye,
you too.
Brad.
Maybe you can tell her to shut the fuck up while you're at it.
Yo, what's up, Roy?
Hey there.
I love your show.
Waiting for an
it's
answer.
Pretty cool.
Thanks.
I've been watching for like 2 years. 2 or 3 years, probably. Alright.
That's great.
Nice, dude. See ya, bro.
Okay, and he actually left another message that's pretty much identical.
Recently. Yo, what's up, Roy?
Yeah, see, he's got to wait
I'm
for the
from
answer.
Pennsylvania. I've been watching your
sorry
show
to make
like...
fun of you, but you know, you left two messages saying the exact same thing. I have to do it, I can't help it. But on the upside, I didn't tell your mom to shut the fuck up like I did with Infected.
Hey, Steve Dave. I was just wondering if you ever plan on doing any more of those Google Street View harassment calls.
remember those calls where you
harass
the neighborhood and talk shit on their brick walls and their stupid puppy dog mailbox that just kept looking
satellite
at
dishes on their roofs.
I remember those were actually the calls that got me into the show. Somebody linked them on a forum, and pretty much everyone loved them. It was very well received.
Aw.
And yeah, I was just wondering if you would ever do those again.
I should.
Okay, bye. Cactus.
Yeah, I definitely should. I'd like to do those again. I remember for those first ones I did in that one neighborhood with the historic brick wall and all that stuff, I spent hours preparing for it, you know, putting links to the street view image and ideas for each house and a link to the phone numbers. I never put that much work into shows anymore, but I really should do that whole idea again, because that was a lot of fun, and I don't think I'm going to find another neighborhood that was as perfect as that neighborhood, because those people were just completely insane with the way they reported every little thing that happened. But yes, I agree. I need to do those Street View pranks again. I've done them a few times since then, but not like an entire show of them. Just, you know, the occasional one here and there.
Hey, Brad. This is Lee. I'm the one that sent you the stuff you use for the silent auction scam show. I want to tell you, my friend moved into a new neighborhood and just got elected as a president of the Homeowners Association.
Holy shit.
I told him that I would like to get a copy of that to send to the Snowplow Show, and he said that would be awesome. He really surprised me.
Why?
Imagine colluding with the president of the Homeowners Association in secret.
You know he's going to turn on us. He's going to be like, yeah, I know who did all of this. I know exactly who it is. Here's where to find
havoc
him.
Havoc on the neighborhood. So that's number one. Number two,
that would be awesome.
I have an airplane. And I'm getting ready to repaint that airplane. And
so it doesn't look like a hobo airplane, type of airplane a hobo would be flying around
thought
in.
Thought about the possibility of putting the Snowplow Show logo.
Hell
on
yeah.
That. Then you can have your own personal.
Wait, does the Snowplow Show have a logo? I'm confused. Isn't it just like a big yellow rectangle or something?
Aircraft. And I'll be listening to the show. Tell me if you be interested in submitting some ideas for a tasteful logo to put on that airplane.
Okay.
Thank you. And, have a good day.
I bet you Nick Caesar could help you out with that. But hell yeah, you can put anything PLA related on your airplane that you want to put on there. I don't care. I promise not to sue you. I mean, not until I'm really desperate for the money, then maybe. But yeah, if anyone out there wants to put any type of PLA logo on your car or your airplane or your helicopter, your yacht, whatever, yeah, put any PLA stuff on there that you want to put on there and send me pictures of it, because that would be awesome. And I don't really have any ideas for a logo, I guess, but maybe some listeners could come up with some ideas, or maybe the Snowplow Show's unofficial artist Nick Caesar will take a stab at it. But if your plane crashes, don't try and blame it on me just because my logo's on there. It's not my fault.
Brad Carter.
Yo,
Dr. Smoothrod here.
Oh, hey, Dr.
I just
Smooth
became
Rod.
A patron, so, yeah.
Dr. Smoothrod is a producer for a charting comedy album, I hear. Like, he's on Billboard and stuff. It's amazing.
When you, like, thank me and stuff, don't use my real name. Bleep that out, please.
Oh, what? Come on.
Thank me by Dr. Smoothrod.
Okay. All right. Hopefully I remember to edit that out of the show right there. Because I didn't hear what name you said, but I think you said I need to block that out. And I'll probably forget every single month, but I'm working on a system to help me with this. I think I've got a really good idea, and I should be... this is not making sense to you guys. Never mind, I'll just be quiet, but I swear I'm working on something that I think the paying members will enjoy, and I'll mention it on the show as soon as it's ready. But hey, I think that's the end of today's show. Thanks everybody for listening, thank you everyone for leaving messages, and thank you Andy for sponsoring the show today. Be sure to visit the website, phonelosers.org or phonelosers.com. Same thing, basically. And then there's the facebook.com/phonelosers and the twitter.com/phonelosers. Or just go to the show notes and click on all of the things in the show notes. Thanks, everyone, for listening. See you next time.
Yesterday, you were just a phone call away. Now there's no one to prank call today. Oh, I believe in Mildred Monday. Suddenly, I'm not half the loser I used to be. Mildred Monday's not hanging up on me. Oh, you died so suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I called and got your son, but long anyway, yesterday. Prank calling was so fun to play. Now I need a new friend to say hello. I am Mildred Monday. Oh, why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I called and got your son drunk as fuck and loaded anyway, yeah, yesterday. I was prank calling Mildred Monday. Now my phone book is so far away. Oh, I believe in Mildred Monday. Monday.
You and what army is going to make me hang it up?